Sheila Fogarty on LBC.
Let's just take a few minutes to bring ourselves up to speed on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court and the FBI investigation and report, which Republicans say exonerates him of sexual assault claims. Democrats, though, in the Senate are complaining that the FBI investigation was far too limited. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me now. This is all taking place against a backdrop of huge protests, Simon.
Yes, indeed, Sheila. And I suspect protests that will end up dominating the headlines here in Washington for the next 48 to 72 hours, because the way forward here is unclear. And these are worrying hours for Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump, but worrying hours as well for the judge's Democratic opponents, because we're literally waiting to find out how a handful of senators plan to vote. Remember that in the U.S. Senate, the Republicans have 51 seats and the Democrats have 49. So Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate, has very little wiggle room here. He needs basically to make sure that every single Republican is going to back Judge Kavanaugh. And if a couple of Republicans look like they're wavering, then he needs to reach out and try and persuade a couple of Democrats to cross the aisle and support the judge. And so we are literally here now waiting to find out how one Democrat, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, plans to vote. He says he will make no announcement before he goes onto the floor of the Senate to cast his vote. And then there are three Republicans who seem to be in doubt. Jeff Flake of Arizona, the man, of course, who sparked that additional week of FBI investigations, limited in scope, though those FBI investigations were. And two women, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, both of whom are under enormous pressure from constituents in their home states not to back Judge Kavanaugh. So we wait to see how all this is going to play out. And the tableau on Capitol Hill of these protests, with celebrities like Amy Schumer being among the 302 people arrested by Capitol Police yesterday, barricades being put into place up on Capitol Hill, something we very, very rarely see, even when a controversial vote like this is taking place. Members of the Senate being escorted by police officers through the building to their offices and to the Senate floor. And President Trump now weighing in on these protests. Within the last hour, he has said this on Twitter: "The very rude elevator screamers are paid professionals only looking to make senators look bad. Don't fall for it. Also," he says, "look at all of the professionally made identical signs paid for by Soros," of course he means George Soros, the Hungarian-born financier, "and others. These are not signs made in the basement from love." And then we have a situation where a president of the United States is branding people who are expressing their constitutionally protected rights to demonstrate, protest, and voice opposition to something that the president's trying to do. He brands them with the hashtag troublemakers.
Now, this may sound like a naive statement, but it was clear from the Senate hearings, both when the evidence, when the statements were heard and the questions were put to Kavanaugh and to Dr. Blasey Ford, and the following day as well, when that various motions were carried. But this has become political. It was clear those days it was political, of course, in the Senate hearings. But this has become political in a way that it is pointing only in one direction, which is to the midterm elections.
Yes. I mean, look, there's no question at all, Sheila, that if we were in February as opposed to October, and we're now a month away, 1 month and one day away from the midterm elections now, if we were having this conversation back in February, the White House would have pulled Judge Kavanaugh as soon as he ran into trouble. I mean, the only reason they have stuck with this deeply problematic nominee is because of the calendar. They want to get this done before the midterm elections.
And they want to win.
They worry.
They want to win it.
And they, yeah, I mean, for two reasons. First of all, they worry that they could lose the midterm elections elections, and then they may not be in a position to get another ideological Conservative onto the court because the Democrats would be in the ascendancy, potentially up on Capitol Hill. But even now, with the judge somewhat hobbled and beleaguered by the accusations that he's been facing and by his reaction to those accusations during the Senate confirmation hearing a week ago, in this extraordinary opinion piece that he's published in the Wall Street Journal today, saying that he got a little bit overly emotional, but it's all going to be okay. He's perfectly capable of being an impartial and independent judge, even though he's publishing that piece on the most right-wing conservative editorial page in any national newspaper in the United States. What President Trump wants to do is try and energize his base. Whether Kavanaugh gets on the court or not, he is using this as a wedge issue to try and persuade Republican voters all over the country that they need to turn out, they need to back Republican candidates, and by inference, back him this November. And that's why you're hearing all of this talk from him over the last few days about these are very scary times for young men in America. He's trying to energize the largely white, largely male, largely angry vote that backed him back in 2016 to get out and back Republican candidates in a month's time. Lots of coverage of those midterm elections coming up here on LBC, of course, because at stake is literally the future of his government and also his own personal future. If the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, as we expect they will do, they will be in a position to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.